Amy Borkowski is a stand-up comic who lives in New York.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
This is Amy's mother.
Hi, Emma. It's me, honey. Maybe I could come up for a little while, like for a few months, maybe.
For more than 10 years, Amy Borkowski has been collecting phone messages from her mother, whom she identifies only as Mom. The funniest and warmest of those messages have been compiled in a CD and a book titled Amy's Answering Machine.
The mothers, like her peers, love it because they get to use the CD and the book as evidence. Like, you see, compared to Amy's mom, I'm really not that bad.
Amela, I hope you're on your way home. I just heard on the weather there's a big storm headed for New York. On the weather map, they had snowflakes the size of bagels. So if you have to go out, wrap a scarf around your face to protect it. Because, you know, there was that man who climbed Mount Everest and lost his entire nose. Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
She's always been like this, right?
Oh, yes. My mother has always been overprotective. The difference is it's appropriate when you're like 2 years old and your mother's asking you if you need to go potty. That's appropriate. But when she like hit 30, it's really not necessary.
Hi, Emma. I just was watching the news and I heard about that little girl who was alone in an apartment for 9 days without food. Honey, please, be sure you have what to eat in the fridge. Because last time you came to visit, you looked like olive oil. Okay, honey, bye-bye.
When did you realize she was funny?
I'm still waiting to realize that. Other people seem to get a kick out of her. I think it's always easier to laugh at somebody else's mother.
Well, this had to be exasperating once.
Oh, yeah, and now I'm torn because part of me, of course, is still frustrated, and another part of me thinks, okay, here comes volume two.
Yeah, Emma, hi, it's me. I meant to tell you, so you don't set off the metal detector at the airport, make sure you don't wear an underwire bra. A lady on the bus said it happened to a woman she knew, and she claims they frisked her for 4 hours. Even if she's exaggerating and it was only two, that's a long time to have a stranger surveying your land. So just for one day, you may even want to consider going braless. Love you. Bye.
That actually happened. I was going to a fundraiser, and I think it was Omaha, and the alarm went off, and they asked me, the guy said, are you wearing an underwire bra? And actually, I was, so sometimes she's right, as much as I hate to admit it.
She's afraid of you catching things.
Hello, Emma. I don't know if you heard the latest on the portable stereos, but they're saying that the foam earpiece on the headphones is a prime breeding ground for bacteria. So, if you still insist on walking around with the headphones on, you may want to take an antibiotic. Okay, hon? Bye.
She saw some Health Watch story that the bacteria that causes gum disease can be transmitted through saliva. So she says, so if you're planning on kissing any new guys, before you get too involved, you should just casually ask them if they have gingivitis. Now, how do you do that casually? You know, it's like, so do you have any hobbies or any inflamed gums?
Hi, Emma. In People magazine, there's an article on a single Jewish guy who owns a restaurant in Fairbanks, Alaska, and he's now in New York looking for a wife. You know, my friend Muriel saw the same article, so you better hurry up and contact him before her daughter does. At least if he's from Alaska, you figure he knows how to pick out a fresh salmon. Call me.
What happens when she actually gets you on the phone?
Well, when she gets me on the phone, and that does happen sometimes, you know, I do love her, even though she drives me crazy, and sometimes we actually do talk. But I found that the only way to get her off the phone in a reasonable amount of time is to tell her that I'm busy with something she would absolutely have to approve of. You know, like, look, Mom, I would love to talk, but I was just getting ready for my date tonight with the single doctor. So can we talk another time? No, Mom, tomorrow's no good. I'm going to be busy all day eating roughage.
Yeah, hello, Amela. They just said on TV it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? And I'm thinking, I don't know, so I figured I'd call you, Mama Shanks. Call me when you get this message, honey, okay? Bye-bye.
Hi, Amy. It's Michael. It's like 11:30-something, I think. I just got woken up. Your mom actually called me and wanted to know where you are.
Amy, it's Allison. I just got home. I have 7 messages on my machine from your mother.
Hi, Amy. Yeah, it's Andrew. I just got a call from your mom. She wanted to know if you were spending the night at my house. I told her we broke up 4 years ago.
My mother calls me on an average day about 3 times, and these are long-distance calls, so... Another problem, you know, is the cost of making a long distance call, which I really feel is way too low.
You may never want a child because I don't know.
Well, if I ever had a child, I'm sure that I would worry about them. But my hope would be that I would be able to just forward my mother's calls to my child and cut out the middleman.
Comedian Amy Borkowski. Her mom's phone messages are featured in a book and CD titled Amy's Answering Machine. And you can hear more messages from Amy's mom and learn about the history of answering machines on the website npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petworts.
How old are you now? How old are you now? Better hurry and find a husband before your ovaries shut down. All right, that's just a little creativity for my birthday girl. I love you, sweetie.